So this song is a great song, and if you're in the middle lane right now, it's not for you. Fact. And if you're driving in lane 1 or 3, congratulations and have a lovely day. No, Chris, I'm in lane 3 because I'm an idiot in lane 2. Okay, all right. Anyway, rant over. These are the Lightning Seeds. Shabba.
Lost in the Milky Way. Smile at the empty sky. Wait for the moment a million chances may all collide. I'll be the guiding light. Swim to me through stars that shine down and call to the sleeping world as they fall to earth. So here's your life.
At Radio X and the Life of Riley. I knew we'd get a reaction on the text about my middle lane hoggers on the road.
We've pretty much crashed the system.
Yes, and 99.9%. Wow. In fact, I've not actually seen one saying, yeah, but actually, the reason why, because I genuinely believe that people who drive in the middle lane have no idea. They're probably in the middle lane now, chuckling, going, oh, Morsey's having a rant.
I know.
And blissfully unaware that they're in the middle lane.
They are oblivious, aren't they? It's so annoying.
And let me read out some messages very quickly before letters. What about people who sit in lane 3 but aren't actually overtaking? Yep, I met loads of these over the weekend. So let's say a car in the middle lane is doing 65 miles an hour. Somebody will pull out into lane 3 doing 65 miles an hour and or 64. And you're there in lane 3 going, move, 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 either go faster than the car you're overtaking, because otherwise you're not overtaking it, or just stay where you are. No, no, they're oblivious as well.
It's so annoying that.
You're driving in lane one. I like to try and drive in lane one, and then there's someone in the middle lane, and I'm like, right, I'm going to go past them, and then I'm in lane three.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody else in the middle lane, because the middle lane is always full.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody in the middle lane decides, oh, this person in front of me is too slow. I'll pull out into lane three. I'm doing 70 miles an hour. Mm. They're doing 65.
Yeah.
And they'll just pull out in front of you. Then you have to put your brakes on. And they're like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Unaware that there's car behind them.
I can feel myself getting really stressed now.
It's not just the UK. It happens here in Oz too, says Dave, who's in Australia. Welcome to our world, Chris. Try driving an articulated truck on a three-lane carriageway. We can't pass them on the third lane. Everyone else on the road is an idiot. My driving instructor told me that over 30 years ago. Do you know what? He was right.
Yeah.
There's Andy, the Northeast trucker. You're right.
Truckers generally are the best drivers on the road. That's why I was always told. Yeah.
Chris, they're basically man-spreading using their cars, says Helen.
Do you know what, Helen? I think you're spot on.
Chris, I was driving back from seeing the Scissor Sisters on Sunday. And on the motorway, 12:30 at night, there was only one car. Guess where they were? In the middle lane doing 60.
Oh, no. So annoying.
Can you get a fine?
It's illegal.
It is illegal.
To hog the middle lane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should be able to.
They flash the signs up on the screens, on the information screens. Yeah. Don't hog the middle lane.
Definitely.
Josh in Leeds says, I do it to £1,000 a week. Middle lane drivers do my nutting. But these are the kind of blokes, when they go to the loo, they will go to the middle urinal when there's a choice of three. Yes. You're absolutely right. That's what they do.
Better, we get better. We get back and back the letters.
Oh, letters. We get letters. And the letters all have eyes.
Oh, if you're driving now and you've got hands free and you're in the middle lane, and there's nothing on the inside lane next to you, I'd love to know why you drive in the middle lane.
Yeah.
I'd be flabbergasted if it's any other excuse then.
But it's safer. It's safer to drive in
the
middle lane.
The argument they use, these hoggers use, is that I don't have to move the car, basically. I just sit where I am. You don't have to bother about coming in, coming out, coming in, coming out.
Yeah, it just means everybody else has
absolutely
to move around you.
Idiots.
Morons.
Here's a nice card. Hi,
yes.
Everyone.
Hi.
I turned 40 on Saturday.
Hey.
I've only just sent in the card now. I'd absolutely love a birthday mention, if that's possible. This is Mike in Birmingham.
Oh, not Mike.
I've been listening to you, Chris, since I was at school.
Oh, God.
And he's 40. Oh, God.
That does work, doesn't it? Jesus.
By way of saying thank you for all the years of entertainment, I wanted to send in a bottle of LPR for you, Chris.
Stop it. Don't do that.
But I saw the price of the LPR, Chris, and I didn't send that. I sent some considerably cheaper fizzy rosé.
Oh.
I'm in a band called Lying for Friends, and we're playing at a punk rock festival in Cambridge on the 31st of May. Be good to see some listeners down there.
Oh.
Mike in Birmingham, thanks again. Love you all. Thanks, Mike.
Happy birthday to you, Mike.
There you go.
Hey, Mike. Hey there, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Guess what, Mike?
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Mike, Mike, Mike.
It's your birthday.
There you are, lovely.
Happy birthday, Mike, and good luck with the gig as well. Hi, everyone. We hoped to get these
gifts. Thanks for my drink, by the way.
Sorry. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? And you got some Freddos as well.
Oh.
We'd hoped to get these gifts to you before Pippa's left, but she's gone now. Anyway, life goes on, it says. This is something for Glastonbury. So who's going to Glastonbury? Chris, you're going. James, you're going to Glastonbury?
Yes. Yeah, Pippa's going to Glastonbury. Pippa's Toby's going, to Glastonbury.
Captain's going.
Captain, are you going?
I'm going.
There you go.
Okay. Now, we're not condoning drinking on this show, obviously. Mm-hmm. But these are sachets of tequila and vodka.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
Helpful.
James.
Yeah.
Toby, Pippa, Captain.
That sounds good to me.
There you go. Yeah.
There are probably 100 of them. there's, silver tequila.
What, like ketchup style?
Basically, they look like sachets of ketchup.
Maybe we can sell these at Glastonbury.
No, you can't sell stuff on site.
So this is from Plush Drinks, who've said, James, you have not been left out.
We can use the money
to
buy chips and donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, they've not left you out.
I think,
which is lovely.
Oh, a fruit shoot.
You got a little fruit shoot for Glastonbury.
Which is nice, isn't it?
I'm not taking that onto site, but thank you.
We were running out of stock and then unable to restock due to missing parts, blah, 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 blah. They had some problems going on. They are fully restocked now, plush drinks. We have dropped down, though, to just 71 followers on the formerly known as Twitter, now X thing. Please can you try and get those numbers up for us, at plush drinks. Help me, Dom Kenobi. That's good. You're my only hope. Thank you very much.
Thank God he said that right.
Totally. I guess they're sort of handy. Well, they're very handy, aren't they? If you're getting a lemonade and you want to put a bit of vodka in it or something, or tequila or whatever, it's a good idea. So that's from John at Plush Drinks.
Which one are they? What's the Insta?
The Insta. Sorry, this is on X. But they'll be around
on Instagram. Plush Drinks on Insta as well.
Yeah, let's do it on Insta. Plush Drinks. Thanks, John, and good luck.
Plush Drinks Company?
Plush Drinks Company, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that looks like them.
So we have a lot, which I will divvy up for all the Glastonbury people. Oh, James, actually. Two fruit shoots. Oh. Just right behind them. That's nice, isn't it?
A bit of tequila, wouldn't that be
all right? No, you don't need tequila. Thank you for sending stuff in. Dom at radiox.co.uk, or you can send, a bit like Plush did, through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H, 7LA.
Middle Lane Idiots.
The Chris Moyle Show.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
This summer, breeze past the price cap with Eon Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So whether the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Stay one step ahead of the cap and save with Next Pledge from Eon Next. Switching is easy. Visit eonnext.com/save. Next Pledge is a 12-month fixed term tariff. Rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? Huh. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Graham? 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 Are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah! They just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month!
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah! It just felt right!
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan.
Just like humans, dolphins can sound very different depending on where they live. Now a tool's been developed which can track them down by their regional accent.
What a bite, Northern Ireland.
Oh, you're going to get some there. Nah. They're so worried about their identity. I bet they argue about, no, that's not what they talk like. Yeah. That's not a proper scouse dolphin.
That's right.
Do we?
Right there.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Giddy up, cowboys. We're galloping through the show today.
Radio X.
We've not had one text message from somebody saying, I drive in the middle lane, because not one that I found.
No.
Not one.
And we won't.
Which just shows you, I think they're even unaware that they are middle lane hoggers.
Definitely.
People who just sit in the middle lane when they could be driving in lane one.
Yeah. They always look so oblivious. When I pass them at 85 in the fast lane, you turn around to the middle lane, they're so oblivious.
Yeah.
I don't, obviously.
Kilometres.
Yeah. Yeah. 70 miles an hour, I've been rehabilitated. All good.
Not one. It's unreal.
Mm.
Somebody's texting saying, those middle lane hoggers are also the same people that stack the dishwasher from the front. Barbarians.
Really? Do people do that?
There are some people out there, Dom. They just live in a different world to the rest of us.
They walk amongst us. They
really do, yeah.
Well, so you just put it in the dishwasher, don't you? You start at the front and you move back.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Right, 7:46, Wednesday, Radio X. This is Wet Leg.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Because what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
Good song from Wet Leg. Mm. Catch These Fists. And Captain Crabbeard will now shout either Man Down or Level Up. Yeah. Let's see which one he's going to go for.
Man Down.
There you go. That was very loud. Was that right into the mic?
Oh, was it too loud?
No, it's fine.
And down.
Can we have a level up?
Level up.
There you are.
It's very tuneful.
Okay, 83936 is our text number. 83936. Can you text me? What have you seen?
Somebody's just sent a picture. So I imagine this is a picture from the passenger seat, because obviously you wouldn't do it while you're driving. Mm-hmm. Just to wind you up some more, Chris, from Steve in Somerset.
Yeah, let me have a look.
No, no.
Nothing on lane one.
No.
And two cars in the middle lane.
Losers. Oh, look at them.
Nothing in lane one.
Come on, guys.
And two cars in the middle lane. Move over! It is actually fascinating that we've not had one text from anybody going, I'm in the middle lane,
yeah,
or I drive in the middle lane because. Not one. It's like they know they shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
But they do it anyway. Right, 83936. The first one I see, okay? What's the first Now That's What I Call Music album you had? Text now. Go. 83936 in the UK. I'm not going to read out the WhatsApp because it'd be too slow. All right. So, what's the first Now album you had? Now, Dominic and I believe.
I think we've got the same one.
Yes.
Which is Now That's What I Call Music 6.
That's right.
That was our first one.
That was like the pocket jacket.
The pocket thing.
Thing.
One and Vision by Queen was the first track on
that. That's the right. And it also, you know, a lot of the Now albums, they used to put two tracks together. That were similar.
Yes.
So I believe Nick Kershaw's When a Heart Beats is next to Fergal Sharkey's A Good Heart.
A Good Heart, yes, you're right.
I think that's the thing. Right, here we go. All right, so hold on. Let me pause the texts. So, now what's the first one that came in? I'm going to say it's Tom.
Yes.
Tom, I think you were first. Wow, Tom. Now 26? Okay. Let me see. Leave it with me. Good Lord, that makes me feel. Oh, I played this game with a couple of people who were a lot younger than me recently.
Yeah, it's frightening.
It's a horrible game to play. It's a really horrible game to play.
They're now on Now That's What I Call Music 550 or something.
Now 26. Now, I've got to be careful because. Okay, so I think I've found it.
Okay.
Now, I was saying this morning that I don't think Matt Deberson, our boss, is listening because we think he's off this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's test that theory and see how many tracks from Now 26, which was Tom's first Now album. Oh my God, the texts have just gone nuts.
Mm.
Let's see how many tracks of this we can play. And if we don't hear from Devo in the next, I'm going to say three tracks, it means he's definitely not listening. So.
Well,
UB40, wow. Straight in.
Only fools
go on, Mr. Ali Campbell.
But I can't help falling in love with you.
Now, what was track number two on Now 26? Does anybody remember what that one was?
Oh, yes.
Go West. I was listening to a bit of Pet Shop Boys in the car coming back from Leeds on Monday. It's one of my defaults.
Yeah.
In the car, Pet Shop Boys on, Sing Everything.
This was huge, this song.
Now, this will freak you out, Dom. Number three on this album.
Oh, Frankie.
I think it was re-released.
Wow.
And number four.
One night in heaven.
Oh, no.
Is that End People?
Yeah.
Oh, Heather.
Oh, no.
Say her name and she will arrive.
Oh, open the door. Here she comes.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, Dom.
Hi, Heather.
It's me, Heather Small. You're playing my song.
Wow, Heather, this is such a great... such a great song, Heather.
One night in heaven.
That's it. How are you generally and stuff? What's going on with you, Heather Small?
No smoke, no smoke,
no smoke. That's it. That's what you always say.
Wow. You've got to search for the hero inside the field.
That's absolutely what you're going to do, Heather.
I'm Heather Small.
You are.
But the irony is, I'm 9 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. What's your favourite M People song, Heather, if you had to choose one?
How can I love you more? Please tell me.
Very good.
Yeah. I just popped in.
Yes.
Do you want anything from the shop?
James, do you want anything from the shop?
Some Ribena, please.
Ribena?
Yeah, and some Bobby Spirals, please.
You tell me!
Well, I've just told you. Bobby Spirals, please, Heather.
What flavour? What flavour?
Stop. Salt and vinegar, please, Heather Smith from M People.
I'll be back.
Bye, Heather. See you soon when you're back for the show. You just missed Heather Smith.
Oh, I don't think I did.
Just go in the shop first.
What's after one night in heaven? Let's have a listen to this. From now 26, it is. Stay. Oh, it's eternal. Stay. It's got a. Listen.
Yeah.
There you go. You need that. How about this one? Oh, tune. Oh. When this song was in the charts, I didn't know this was Michael Jackson's sample.
It's Human Nature, isn't it?
Yeah. Sample. The next track. Look at this. Woo! Oh, come on.
This is a good year, actually.
Yeah, Devo's definitely not listening. That means I'll get away with doing the rap, which goes like,
yo, back up now and give a brother room. The fuse is lit and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life is a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wilding. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I want, I said, come here, cutie.
And then I don't do the next bit because it's not aged well.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
But there you are. Well,
best left unsaid.
That was now 26.
No message from our boss.
No message from the boss, which means it's not listening. So coming up between 8 and 8.30, the Now game. I'll pick somebody at random who's texted me in the first Now album they owned, and we'll just fly through the first 6 or 7 tracks.
Love it.
A lovely trip down memory lane. Now, this will be scary, Dom.
Go on.
Our first Now album was Now 6.
Yes.
James?
35.
Oh,
stop.
Give over.
Now, can you remember much about it?
Spice Girls, Say You'll Be There. Peter Andre.
Can you remember what the flavor. Cover was?
Yeah, it was like a multicoloured rainbow, like, 35.
Okay, can you remember what track number one was?
On CD1. Was it Spice Girls?
Say You'll Be There.
Or was it Boyzone with Words?
Ooh. That's not a power opener, is it, Words?
No, it's not.
Not really.
Let's have a listen and see what it...
Oh, you're right, James. Oh,
this one.
But what was number two? Oh, everybody remembers the track list in the first Now album. Yeah. Come on, what's
number
wrong with
two.
You? That's not good. Oh, my God, it's got Flavour by Peter Andre on it.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Do you know what?
Party people.
I might be starting to rethink this game. I'm not so sure.
The Chris Miles Show.
Anyway, we'll do that after 8 o'clock. Dharma's got your news next. It's 7:57.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X. At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Where's our hotel again?
Right on the beach.
How are we getting there?
Our transfer will pick us up.
When's the boat trip?
Just after I've dropped all of you off at the kids' club.
How on earth do you remember all of this?
From booking your holiday to having all your details in one place, our award-winning app has got you covered. That's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
This summer, breeze past the price cap with Eon Next. Our Next Pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So whether the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Stay one step ahead of the cap and save with Next Pledge from Eon Next. Switching is easy. Visit eonnext.com/save.
Next Pledge is a 12-month fixed term tariff. Rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Radio X. News update. Next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
If the boss of Radio X is not listening, we might just be able to get away with the now that's what I call music game.
Oh, yeah.
Totally off-brand for Radio X.
Yeah, but in a really good way, though.
I'll just grab a random text off the screen that is telling us what was their first Now album,
yep.
And we'll just skim through the first, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 tracks. Bring back the memories for you.
Yeah. It's musical education, actually.
Yeah. Unless, by the way, you're under the age of 20, because I'm not playing Soldier Boy.
No.
And, I don't know, whatever.
No.
All the hippity-hip music.
Grow up.
Also, guess what? We got Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, the actual Karate Kid, on the show today, and Tim Key. We got the Karate Kid and Sidekick Simon and Jackie Chan on the show today, which is a beautiful random lineup. First of all, Dominic's got your news, sport and weather. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, police have until lunchtime today to question a 53-year-old man following a collision at Liverpool's trophy parade. 11 people are still in hospital after a car was driven through a crowd and gathered there to celebrate the team's Premier League title. Mark Holmes is a taxi driver in the city.
Sad times, and we've had them, plenty of them. Things have happened with the club, Hillsborough, and the local community in the town and the city and the fans. We're all gutted. It should be about the celebration, you know, but sadly it's not.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot has thanked the emergency services and fans who helped one another in an hour of need on Monday. In other news this morning, the parents of a baby boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Radio X they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. An inquest will take place this August. Akram's dad, Abdul Shafi, claims the flat was dangerous for his family.
When it's raining, the water coming from inside. Damp, it smell strong like the air. The air is not fresh.
Notting Hill Genesis, which manage the property, say they're working with the relevant authorities as they conduct their investigations ahead of the inquest. Police chiefs and MI5 are warning plans to release prisoners early could pose a threat to public safety. They also want more money for policing. The government says the most dangerous offenders will be kept off the streets. And there's a warning that the plan to cap the resale of concert tickets could backfire with an increase in scams. Experts think more people could sell them on social media rather than via regulated marketplaces. Ministers say they want to stop touts profiting from hugely inflated costs.
Sport.
Chelsea captain Reece James will lead out the club in a final for the first time tonight when they take on Real Betis for the Conference League trophy. James said being injury-free since January has helped him rediscover his best form.
One thing to remember is, you know, leaders are made, they're not born. You know, I got given the role at such a young age. You know, when I was going through a difficult period, you know, I had a lot of injuries. I wasn't on the pitch so much. But I think, you know, I've grown so much, you know, helping the team. The more I've played.
The final kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight, and it was a big day at the French Open for the British tennis star Jack Draper. He made it through to the second round by beating Mattia Bellucci. It's the first time Britain's had six first-round winners at Roland Garros since the 1970s.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Showers for parts of England and Wales this morning. There'll be lots of sunshine as well, though. Temperatures eventually up to around 22 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Jim has texted in saying, is it bad that I can't remember my first Now album? The cover of 32 looks familiar, but that's all I've got. Yeah. Yes, Jim, it makes you weird.
Yeah, that is bad, Jim.
It makes you weird.
Yeah, it's your first, one of your first memories, really.
Captain Crackbeard, he's still in your box.
He'll be on his way.
He'll be on his way to us. Now, this is weird. Phoenix.
Phoenix.
He's obviously... Oh, Phoenix and Captain must be having a fight.
I think they are. So. They play badminton at this sort of time, don't they, in the office?
They're having a joust.
Yeah.
It's fine, don't worry.
No, he's there.
See, the thing is, you know
he's
what...
He's back.
All right. Phoenix. Oh, I can't hear you.
Oh.
Ah, he is actually talking to me. But
hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hey, Phoenix.
Hello.
Phoenix, did you ever buy or possess a Now That's What I Call Music album? May have been shortened down to Now with a number.
Oh, yes, I did.
Can you remember the first one you ever had?
I feel like it was probably 63, maybe.
I hate you.
Oh, 63.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
I hate you.
Good Lord.
Some bangers on there, though.
Can you remember any of the songs on Now 63?
No, I had a few of them, so I'd have to remind myself of them.
If I was to find Now 63 and play something from it, do you think you'd be like, yes, that's it?
Oh, 100%. Mm. It's super nostalgic.
Now 60. It's super nostalgic, Dom. Our first Now album was Now 6.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's very nostalgic.
Super
Chris.
Nostalgic. Super duper nostalgic.
Now 63. What do you think?
Oh, that's a lie.
What?
It would have been earlier.
So Now 63 is... There you go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Rihanna, Umbrella. Now, the only thing is that throws me is that there's American ones. Oh, no, this is Now 63. That's Now 63.
Oh, Corinne Bailey Ray.
What song?
Three little birds. It also contains... My Humps by Black Eyed Peas. No Tomorrow by Awesome.
Tune.
And It's Chico Time by Chico.
Whoa.
Yep, I think it's fair to say, Phoenix, that was your first Now album.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boobs is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Wa-ba-ba-loo-ba-ba-la-ba-boo. How you doing? Morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, May 28th, and it's the Chris Moyle Show, and I'm Chris Moyles. You lucky devils. So we're just talking about Now albums because our boss, Matt Deverson, is off this week, which means he's clearly not listening, which means we can get away with murder and we can play lots of songs that we shouldn't really be playing on Radio X.
100%.
So we picked James's first Now album, which he thinks is Now 35.
No, it's definitely Now 35. Yeah.
We got a lovely message from Chris going, I thought my first Now album was Now 32.
Right.
But I've definitely just had the one that you just played. So maybe it was 22. Oh, God, I've just aged myself by 10 Now albums. I feel very old. So let's go back to Now. What was it? Now what? 35?
Yes.
Yes, 35.
This is for James. Now, that's what I call... Oh, hang on. What's that? Oh, that's there. Right, what else? What else have we got?
Bluebird.
No.
Bluebell.
No. Deep Blue Something.
Deep Blue. Oh, yeah. Use a bit of blue.
Now, Baby Bird is on there, though.
Ah, that's what I was thinking.
And...
Ah, oh, great song.
Beautiful South Rotterdam.
Oh, yeah.
Producer John will be loving this.
Yeah. Ooh, Garbage Milk.
Mm.
That's a good track. Now, there is a track on here, which I used to do a hilarious routine over.
Did you?
East 17 featuring Gabrielle with If You Ever.
I enjoyed it.
It's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's a classic. Are you aware of this? Oh, it's a classic. I had to do it every time. Captain's just joined us. Would you like to hear it?
Hello. I'd love to.
It's the E17 If You Ever featuring Gabrielle DJ link that I used
it's
to do.
Beautiful.
And it goes like this. Brian from E17, what do horses eat?
Hey.
Correct. For that, you get 5 points.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on a horse, what do you say to make it go faster?
Come on.
Or what do you say if you fall off?
The world.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Now, I hope Tony Blackburn's listening.
Thank you.
He was the first person I thought of as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that is an homage.
It was on my Radio Luxembourg demo tape.
Was it?
Yeah.
The very first time that I saw you.
No, we're not going to get into that. Yeah, no, right. We're not.
Oh.
Right, Captain.
Hello.
First Now album?
The first one I bought was Now 56.
Oh my God.
Our family, we owned a lot of them, so I didn't need to always buy them. But I think that would have been like 2003. 56.
Now, can you remember what track one was or what the cover looked like?
It's a blue, light blue cover.
Light blue cover?
Light bluey, sort of icy bluey white.
Yeah, and when you... Was it on CD?
CD.
And when you put it in and press play, did it go...
Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love?
Oh, he's up! Wow.
And then the next song...
Yeah?
...is Sweet Dreams by LAX by Rachel Stevens. Is that right?
Yes.
What's third? Kylie Minogue, Slow.
Correct!
Wow.
I think I'm lost by then.
Well,
I know Jamelia Superstar's on there somewhere.
Okay. The next one
is... Sugar Babes?
The next one isn't Sugar Babes. It's a boy band.
Boy band.
Yeah. And also Dom's favourite kind of magazines.
Hmm. What? But the list is so long for Dom.
What colour is Dom's favourite magazines?
Blue.
There you go.
Oh, I think. Yes.
Is McFly on there? 5 colours in her hair?
Having a little look now and having... I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Sugar Babes is around here.
It's around here somewhere.
I mean, it is on Lamar, Javine.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Javine. S Club 8?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What song was that?
What's S Club 8?
Juniors?
Like, Rochelle and...
No, but that was S Club Juniors.
Oh.
No, but didn't Juniors become S Club 8?
Did they?
When they grew up. Have I made that up?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
S Club 8.
You might be right, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
God, they'd have made no money.
Oh, no. Jumpin' Liberty X.
Do you like that one?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Everybody say, I used to love this. Everybody say, yeah, hole in the head, Sugar Babes.
Right, text in 83936, and I will pick somebody at random who's got remembers their first Now album, and then we'll play a couple of tracks from it. 83936. My first Now album was 5. Which is sad, as my dad's company did the artwork for Now 3, 4 and 5. They were the pick stage. Do you know what? Let's do 5 then. So Now 5. When the Now albums first launched, their mascot was a pig.
Yes.
Hmm.
And then, yeah, they dropped it after...
Strange choice, isn't it?
I think after 5.
Yeah.
And it was also voiced by Glover. What's his name?
Brian Glover.
Brian Glover, yeah. The actor.
That was before Mark Goodson.
All the hits. All right, so Now 5, which I've got. Now, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Now 5 started with a banger.
Oh, yes.
From a Bond movie.
Love this. Do you know the song?
Yeah, is this Duran Duran?
Yeah.
Beats for a Kill. Now, does this sound dated to you?
Yeah, but in a nice way.
Okay. The second track, one of my favourite singers of all time. Mr. Greenguard side.
Oh, yes.
That was Skritti Politti.
The word girl.
And Dominic, I can't believe your first Now album was Now 6.
Go on.
When if you'd have got Now 5, track number 3.
Oh, Harold. Love a bit like Axel F. Come on.
Now, you know this track. This hasn't aged at all.
I mean, it sounds like something you'd... It'd be like a school project.
No, no. Wait for it. Wait for it. Let's how modern it sounds.
What do you think? Yamaha DX7 involved.
Is that what... I was about to say the
there's some claps on it.
There you go.
Harold knew what it was all about back in
one, two,
come
three.
On now.
Yeah.
I remember dancing this at school disco.
Is this Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Beverly Hills Cop. Because it's called Axel. This track's called Axel F.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Murphy's character was called Axel Foley.
That's right.
And the B-side to this was called Shootout.
Yes.
Thank you.
Shootout's good as well, actually.
Well, back in the day, before CDs, you'd buy a 7-inch vinyl. You'd play both sides.
Exactly.
Sometimes it'd be lazy, just be the instrumental.
Very lazy. I hate it when they do that.
But Harold Faltermeyer, he did 2 tracks. So value for money right there. And wait for the breakdown, Captain. Give us some colour. And now...
We're going back in now.
Bring the beat back. Oh, not yet.
I wouldn't say beat.
No, it's not yet. It's a little bit...
Fresh.
We noticed that James hasn't said, all right, enough of this now.
No, James is loving it.
I think he's enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it, actually.
In that case, James, it's
this
time for the middle eight.
Oh, now.
No one saw this coming.
This is... What spa am I
ran out of ideas here.
Oh, no, because he puts a tune over it. We're building.
Yeah, it's good to go.
We're building. This is building onto an early drop.
Yeah.
It's David Guetta before David Guetta. Ready? Melody.
Love this.
Melody.
This tune is so fresh.
Melody.
Stop
building.
It's gone. This is actually dreadful now.
It's not. It's brilliant.
No, you idiot.
I thought it was good and then it wasn't good.
Wait, we're going in.
Drums.
And then we're back to it.
Come on.
It sounds like Peter Griffin. That's all I think of now.
What are you talking about?
Listen,
what?
This is Harold Faltermeyer.
There's a really big Peter Griffin version of this bit.
No, you're wrong, of course, because this is the best one.
Just me and you, James. Yeah.
We've got Jackie Chan coming up soon.
We do. Jackie Chan and the Karate Kid are going to be on the show this week. Actual Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid. I'm so excited. And Jackie Blummin' Chan.
He's no Axel Foley, though, is he?
Oh, okay. Now, what an ending is that? No, but I do like it when they go...
It's a great ending.
See?
I like that. That's the only bit I think I like.
Yeah.
The end.
What time are they going to be on the show? I've probably got time to play the rest of the album, haven't I?
No, Jackie's just said, can you play a song?
Yeah. And the song he wants is Dominic from the album Now 5. And it's Stephen Duffy with the icing on the cake.
Not the one song he wanted. Da, da, da,
da, da. As you would say, I think Stephen Tintin Duffy's forgotten about this song as well.
He co-produced Rootbox, didn't he, for Robbie Williams?
He did,
album.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is Stephen singing right now.
What is this?
It's Stephen Duffy with the icing on the cake!
Oh, well, I don't want to eat that cake.
What was he at Lilac Time, Stephen Duffy?
Yes, something like that, yeah.
Listen to this for a great pop song. This is what we had when we were kids.
This is awful.
It's not awful.
No, it is.
It's not.
The lyrics are, I want to live with you. I want to sleep.
Better than make you unhappy. You are the icing on the cake.
I'm starting to agree with Devo.
Listen, icing on the cake is a tune. It wasn't as good as Kiss Me, which was, of course, his massive hit.
Oh, we're doing more.
Now, this is the 83 version, right? And it was big. But then in 85, he went remix crazy, and we just went boom, 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 boom. Now, if you've got a problem with this, Robbie Williams covered this on Rootbox.
He did.
What are the lyrics?
In my young life, I have received... Right, we're going in, not the bum-bums.
In my young life, I have received...
Oh, I've just had a text.
Oh, who from?
From the Radio Awards.
Oh, yeah, what are they saying?
Chris, you've won.
It's a clean
it says. Somebody just texting going, enough now. How rude. How rude. What are you talking about? I'm taking you on a trip down the musical memory lane.
Radio X.
Eden's coming up. More from Chris and the gang with a real guest fest of a show.
Yeah.
The actual Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, and the legendary Jackie Chan are chatting to Chris shortly.
Plus,
he's a comedian, he's a writer, he's an actor, he's a poet, and he does know it. Tim Key is joining us in the studio after 9. Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday. Oh my God, it's Wednesday already?
Yes, it is.
The Chris Miles Show, Radio X.
All right, it's 20 past 8, it is Wednesday. Hopefully that little trip down the musical memory lane, do you enjoyed it and it set you up for a lovely day. The actual Karate Kid, Mr. Ralph Macchio, and living legend Jackie Chan on The Chris Moyle Show in about 12 minutes.
An ending fitting for the starchy twist into our love apart, your life fingers through the dark. Shattered the lamp into darkness, it cast us out. No, you've got it the wrong way round. You shut me up and blamed it on the ground. Cornered the boy, kicked out of the world kicked back. And nothing harder now. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. Oh, I know you lie, I know you lie. I'm still in love with you. Can't take me anywhere. Take you anywhere, you can't take me anywhere. I can't take you anywhere. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. Oh, you can't stand me.
No,
now.
You can't stand me. Now.
You can't stand me.
Oh,
now.
You can't stand me.
No, you can't stand me.
No,
now.
You can't stand me. Now.
You can't stand me. Now.
You can't stand me. Now.
Are we enough to keep it together? Or do we just keep on pretending? And hope our luck is never ending. You tried to pull the wool, I wasn't feeling too clever. And you take all that blending until you need amending. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. I know you lie, all you do is make me cry. Love's worse than true.
Can't take me anywhere.
I can't take you anywhere.
Can't take me anywhere.
Well, I won't take you anywhere.
I'll take you anywhere
you wanna go.
You can't stand me.
No, you can't stand me now.
You can't stand me.
No, you can't stand me now.
You can't stand me.
No, you can't stand me now.
You can't stand me.
No, you can't stand me now.
You can't stand me now.
You can't stand me now.
Libertines and Can't Stand Me Now, still a great song. I have this Libertines tune on another compilation CD with Oi, Dizzy Rascal. Oh, that's great, Kate. Thanks for texting. There you go.
Thanks, Kate.
Chris, stop playing old songs, and so you play a Libertines track from 21 years ago. Brilliant, says Tim. That's a very good point, I guess.
Quite a good point.
Yeah.
Is that 21 years ago?
But it doesn't feel it, does it?
No.
Dominic, I know.
Oh.
If you do want to feel old, though, Dom, Phoenix just buzzed me into the studio saying he's wrong. His first Now album was actually Now 62.
62.
So not Now 63.
Right.
It was Now 62, which came out in 2005.
Oh, that was your first one.
Yeah.
I was 5 years old. So.
Wow. Now, that, to be fair, there's some right tunes on that. Do you remember what track number one was on it, Phoenix?
Sugar Babes, Push the Button.
Oh, yeah.
Push the button.
A great song, this.
This is hot and so fresh.
Oh, also on the album,
okay.
Pussycat Dolls. Yeah. And here's a tune.
Oh, Daniel Pouter.
Correct.
Bad Day.
Bad Day.
What an album.
Oh. You had the album?
I had the album.
Oh, it was you and Daniel Pouter, I think.
No one had that album.
No, I did.
Was it a one-song album?
Oh.
There were moments.
Well, should we go into it? Where am I? Whoa. There you go. Do you know what? Now 62 Phoenix is an album.
Oh, there's so many good
tunes. It's everything. So you got Sugar Babes, Push the Button, Don't You Pussycat Dolls, Daniel Pouter, Bad Day. You've got Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, God.
You've got I Predict a Riot, Kaiser Chiefs. Do You Want to by Franz Ferdinand. Suddenly I See by Katie Tunstall. You've got The Best Girls Aloud song, Dom.
Well, it's got to be Biology, isn't it?
Of course.
Genius. One of the best pop songs ever, this.
Yeah, that's a good argument.
Best one. You've got Hollaback Girl, Gwen Stefani, Gorillaz, Dare, and Westlife, You Raise Me Up. I mean, it's literally the whole spectrum of tracks.
That's all you need.
You've got Pharrell Williams, you've got Golf Rap, you've got Bob Sinclair, you've got...
Oasis?
Which Oasis?
The Importance of Being Idle.
Oh, my. You've got City of Blinding Lights by U2.
Oh, great song.
You've got everything on there. That's a great... Fix You by Coldplay. Oh, Phoenix, well done.
2005 was a great year for that music.
And, of course, as we just mentioned, the Best Girls Aloud track ever.
Doing it again.
It's the Best Girls Aloud track ever.
Ever.
And that is a fact. Fool me, feed me, say you need me without wicked games. I like to think that 3-4 people wrote this and they all had a row about which song, the direction the song was going to go
in. My chorus is better than yours. Well, we'll put both in.
Which is why it's four songs in one song. Do you know the weirdest thing about it is nothing from Matt Deverson, the Boss.
Oh, I mean, no.
Nothing.
How far can we push it?
Nothing from the number two and nothing from the head of music, Rob, who, knowing Rob, is probably sitting there going, oh, it's a tune, this.
Tune that.
I like Biology. Play more of that Sugar Babes, Chris. Anyway, right, back to the playlist. Oasis.
We the people fight for our existence. We don't claim to be perfect, but we're free. We dream our dreams alone with no resistance, fading like the stars we wish to be. You know what I mean, what I just said.
But my God won't.
story of, you know, the story about this, Dom.
Go on.
Noel Gallagher, he saw one of the little supermarkets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And next door to it was an Asda.
Right, an Asda.
And he thought to himself, little by Asda, little by Asda. That's a good idea for a song. And then Liam said, no, you idiot. Little by Sainsbury's.
Ah.
And then Andy Bell went, you're all missing a trick, guys. Can you not see? They're like, no. He goes, little by Tesco's.
God, yes.
And then Gem comes in.
Right.
And he goes, hi, do you remember me, guys? You're missing this.